and we've got to get Ronaldo to be more consistent. That's, you know, breaking it down to simple, quick words. Ronaldo Lopez is a quality, talented guy that struggled too much. We, you know, and then he had some really nice moments too. Don't get me wrong. We're up and downs. We've got to, you know, eliminate some of the downs.
What is the plan for the process with Michael Kopech, and what are reasonable expectations for him
this
year?
Good question. Good question. Well, you know, with the acquisition of Gio Gonzalez as well as Keuchel in our starting rotation, we don't even have to think about trying to push, race, quicken the path of Michael, who went through surgery. You know, we now can go about spring training, making a, and everybody gets a personalized schedule. He's going to get a personalized schedule. We're going to probably take it a bit slower. You know, because why? What's the get back for us if we go fast? There is none. So it'd be foolish. And to make sure his feet are firmly planted on the ground, he will be back at some point. I can't give you that date. It's like Carlos Rodon as well, who went through surgery. He's going to be back at some point. And it's going to be a good problem when they're both back to have to try to solve. A much better problem than we've been dealing with, you know. So, listen, every year I feel good, spraying, refreshing, you know, looking for new, all of that stuff coming around the corner. But knowing the players that we now have surrounding our core group of guys, and when I think a core group of guys, it's Timmy, Moncada, those two guys, you know, on the main core, I'd say. You know, Eloy certainly is, and he's got his work cut out for him in his first full year in the big leagues. And the other guys, so we have, and you look at the rebuilds of the other teams, that's kind of what they did. They had their core group. They went out and either acquired guys through trades or free agency. We've done both of that as well, and now we're up and running.
When you talk about a plan, you talk about development plan, what you want from guys and how they're going to get there. I'm curious, do you also have a number in your head as to how many innings each of these guys will eventually pitch? Maybe you skip a start here or there, maybe if you have an abundance of guys.
Somewhere down the road, we might think about skipping a start. We might.
Right.
Depends. Right now, I'm sitting here saying, let's wind them up, throw them out there every 5 to 6 days, you know, because that's their job. I'm still a believer in because I saw it with my very eyes in 05. And even though we got in the playoffs in 08, the pitching staff is the thing that's got a chance to carry you there, you know. You've got to have a good staff, and I think we do. So we're gonna utilize them. And we just talked about the other two kids coming back. We won a championship because our starting pitchers were horses. In 05.
Right.
And you know the story. I'm not going to go over that story again on how good they were and how many innings they logged.
Keep going over it, Coop. I can hear it all day.
You know, 1 through 5. You know, and then when we peaked in the second round of the playoffs when we had 4 complete games, almost 5. I'm still looking for reasons for starters to stay in the game rather than come out. You look at the teams that were deep in the playoffs, they had starters that did that.
Coop, when you look at Dylan Cease, raw talent and ability and potential, maybe his ceiling might be the highest of anybody you have. He ran into that one bad inning, it seemed like, at times last year. He was young. He probably benefited from that experience. Where is he in terms of his development, and how does he avoid those bad innings moving forward?
You know, listen, there was some times where he had a bad inning. There was some times he had some good ball games. The experience he had is invaluable.